5 ways to enhance mitochondrial function. What they all have in common is something called mitohormesis. That means they're all going to stress your mitochondria. That might sound like a bad thing, but there's a principle called hormesis. And hormesis means, essentially, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, as long as you adapt to it. And I'll explain how you know if you adapt to these stressors.
The Greek definition for metabolism is to transform. Your metabolism is designed to take food and to transform it into energy so you feel good and burn fat. We are determined to deliver the science and art of metabolism to you. We bring on the thought leaders in this space to have life-changing conversations so you could apply and upgrade your metabolism. The topics covered here include biohacking, ketosis, carnivore, fasting strategies, mindset, and metabolic health. Your body was built to be self-healing. Our goal is to identify the interference and remove it. You are a masterpiece because you are a piece of the master. Welcome to the Metabolic Freedom Podcast. My name is Ben Azadi. I'm the best-selling author of Keto Flex, and I want to thank you for spending part of your day with me.
Hey, welcome back to the Metabolic Freedom Podcast. I am your host, Ben Azadi. Thank you for pressing play today. I love today's topic, the mitochondria. A lot of health experts disagree on many things. The amount of protein you should be eating. Should you focus on calories or is it really hormones? Keto, strict long-term versus going in and out of ketosis. Carnivore versus plant-based. Cholesterol is good, cholesterol is bad. And so on and so forth. I know, you see it, you hear it, and it can be very, very confusing. However, I believe most health experts will agree that healthy mitochondria are very important. Now, how you get there, their methods will be different, but they agree the mitochondria are the name of the game. So today's podcast episode is all about those really important battery packs within your cells called the mitochondria. And I took a deep dive into the history of the mitochondria, the research, some really interesting facts on the mitochondria you'd never heard of that I'm going to share with you today. It's going to blow your mind. What disrupts mitochondrial health, some of the things that we consume that are essentially mitochondrial poison. We'll discuss that. And then, of course, the 5 best ways to enhance your mitochondria function. So you have more energy, you extend your lifespan and health span, you burn fat, you feel good. So this is a very important episode. I hope you listen to it and apply what you are about to learn. Before we get into that, I want to give 2 quick shout-outs to our episode sponsors. The first one is Bioptimizers, one of my favorite companies that produce fantastic supplements. One of those supplements is a high-quality magnesium product called Mag Breakthrough. Seriously, if you want to get the best night of sleep, wake up feeling refreshed, get deep in REM sleep, this is the product for you. There's no other supplement on the market that offers all 7 types of magnesium in one bottle in the proper ratios. Take a couple capsules before bed and you're going to notice a difference on that first night. And podcast listeners can get 10% off their order of their Mag Breakthrough or any of their products over at bioptimizers.com/ketocamp, camp with a K. Use the coupon code ketocamp10. We're going to put that in the notes down below so you see it. Second company is Upgraded Formulas, another fantastic company that makes these unique nanoparticle technology supplements. They have electrolytes. They have products for testosterone. They have products for menstrual cramp relief. They have products that are high quality minerals to enhance cellular function, mitochondrial function, which we're going to talk about today. And the unique thing about their formulation, the nanoparticles have the ability to get into your cells very efficiently, meaning they cross the cell membranes. And if you want to get well, you got to fix the cell. And if a supplement does not get into your cells, it's not going to work. This one does get into your cells. And you could get 15% off any of their products, including their hair mineral analysis testing kit, over at upgradedformulas.com using the coupon code KETOSIS at checkout to get 15% off your entire order. We will drop that link down below as well. Okay, let's get into the mitochondria.
Did you know there are tiny little engines, millions of them, inside of your body right now that control how you feel, your energy levels, whether you store fat or burn fat, and they determine whether or not you get a disease in the future, such as cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and others. These little engines are called the mitochondria. In this training, I'm going to share with you how the mitochondria work inside of your body, some really interesting facts on the mitochondria you probably never heard before, and the top 5 ways to improve mitochondrial health with a bonus tip at the end. The word mitochondria derived from the Greek term mitos and chondrion. They mean thread and little granule, and together they refer to the shape of the organelle as grain-like. One of the biggest jobs for the mitochondria is energy production. The mitochondria create energy inside of your body via oxidative phosphorylation, where a series of chemical reactions take place inside of your cells using a coenzyme called NAD, which stands for nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide. And how this works is you eat food and it extracts energy from that food to create energy and burn fat. Once loaded up with energy, NAD reacts with proteins in the inner mitochondrial membrane to derive the production of something called ATP, which is adenosine triphosphate, the gasoline of your cell, if you will, the energy currency of your cells. And ATP is the rock star that help you produce energy. I know that was a mouthful, and for some of you, it may have gone over your head. So let me unpack that and explain it in a very simpler way. We receive the metabolism. This is how your metabolism works. We use different energy sources. They're called substrates. The main ones in terms of the food you eat are amino acids from protein, carbohydrates with glucose, and fatty acids from fats. The mitochondria receive that, produce energy, you feel good. You burn fat, you live a long, healthy life. However, many people have mitochondrial dysfunction. And take a look here on the screen, all of the diseases and symptoms that are a manifestation of poor mitochondrial function. So I'll list a few of them, but you could read them for yourself. ADD and learning issues, especially in children. Diabetes, epilepsy, cancer, heart disease, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, cerebral palsy, psychiatric disorders. As a matter of fact, we just had Dr. Chris Palmer on this channel to talk all about the link between mitochondrial dysfunction and mental illness, unexplained kidney disease, hearing loss, leaky gut, gastrointestinal disorders, and I can go on and on and on. I think we could agree to this. A lot of health experts out there are arguing about eating plant-based, no, eating keto, eating carnivore, high protein, low protein, keto, no keto, calories in versus calories out. There's a lot of debate. One thing I believe all health experts could agree about is that the mitochondria are the name of the game. If you could get your mitochondria healthier and reproducing, which I'm going to show you how to do so on today's lesson, you're going to feel better, regardless of your age, regardless of what symptoms you're dealing with, and regardless of if you're doing keto or not. So you can see on the screen here what a healthy mitochondria looks like. It produces energy and less free radicals, less inflammation. But when the mitochondria is inflamed and dysfunctional, it actually increases inflammation and produces less energy. This is because there is a dual role to the mitochondria. It is not just a mindless energy factory dumping energy, producing energy. Oh, there's an intelligence to your mitochondria. And Dr. Robert Navio has amazing research on the cell danger response. So here's a recent study showing the cell danger response in biology, the new science that connects environmental health with mitochondria and the rising tide of chronic illness. What this means, I'll show you another illustration here, a little graphic from my friend Dr. Jockers. The mitochondria are well known for its energy production. We just made that case. But the CDR, the cellular danger response, is a dual role of the mitochondria as energy sensors and cell defense agents. When the mitochondria is in this cell danger response, also called wartime metabolism, it lowers energy production and increases oxidative capacity. When you feel fatigued and inflamed, it's actually a purposeful response from the intelligence of your mitochondria to protect the cells and tissues from the body due to infections, toxins, chemicals, and trauma. All right, let's unpack that. This means when there's too much stress going on in your body from the food you eat, the thoughts you think, maybe your environment, the mitochondria purposefully, all for the sake of survival, because survival is the number one priority for the innate intelligence, the mitochondria purposefully lower energy production to handle that threat, that stress. And then when the threat is gone, it should ramp back up into energy production and go into this what's called peacetime metabolism. Perfect example of the CDR is long COVID symptoms. And I might get flagged here by even mentioning that word, but think about this. If you've ever had COVID and you got sick from it and you still have symptoms from it, they're called long haulers. You probably know somebody who does. This is exactly what's happening. It's a cell danger response. The threat was the virus. Your body maybe had that virus for a week or two. The virus left, but your body was already so toxic, so inflamed. Your stress bucket was already so high that even though the stress is gone, it triggered this cell danger response and the mitochondria get locked in to the cell danger response, AKA the wartime metabolism. So what we want to do is remind it, it's okay, you're safe. Let's get back to energy production, to helping you feel amazing, helping you burn fat. And that's what this video is about. I'm going to share with you 5 methods to do so and a bonus. Digging into the research on the mitochondria, I'm just so fascinated by it. These are amazing little bacteria in your cells. And here are some really interesting facts on the mitochondria that you probably have never heard of before. First fact is that you get your mitochondria exclusively from your mother. Unlike your DNA, where you share your genes of your mom and your dad, not the case for the mitochondria. You get them all from your mother. So ask your mother or look at your mother and see how healthy she is, and that'll determine if you were born with healthier mitochondria or not. Another interesting fact is that the cells inside of your body that are the most important for survival and energy production, that are metabolically active, are the cells that have the most mitochondria. And I believe God designed this really magnificently. And I always say, you are a masterpiece because you're a piece of the master. Here's a perfect example of such. Most cells inside of your body that are not important for survival, that are not metabolically active, maybe have a few hundred mitochondria in a single cell. But then we have the cells that are so important for survival that have a high concentration of mitochondria. For example, there are regions in your brain that have about 2 million mitochondria in a single cell. The eyeball cells are loaded with mitochondria, the heart loaded with mitochondria, the ovaries, the testicles loaded with mitochondria, hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands of mitochondria in a single cell. Why? Those are the cells that are most important for survival. The brain, you gotta be able to focus and think to catch your predator, or your prey, I should say, or run away from your predator. Your eyes, you need to be able to see them. Ovaries and testicles, reproduction, survival is the name of the game. That's how important the mitochondria are. Another fact is that the mitochondria fuse together. This is where the intelligence comes into play and communicate with different organs in your body. For example, your adrenal glands could talk to the brain and vice versa. That's how sophisticated these mitochondria are. They are magnificent. The mitochondria produce 95% of your body's energy, and studies show that 56 to 70% of the mitochondria is lost and damaged by age 70. Every cell inside of your body has mitochondria except the red blood cells. In one aspect, the mitochondria are technically alien organisms inside of our bodies. The mitochondria possess their own DNA called mtDNA, giving them an independent genome. They operate much like bacteria, but the kind of bacteria working in harmony with your cells in a mutual, symbiotic, beneficial relationship. In addition, you have a cell membrane. You also have an inner mitochondria and an outer mitochondria membrane as well. And the inner membrane contains a high amount of amino acids, about 70% amino acids. These are the proteins that are involved in oxidative phosphorylation, as well as the transport in certain metabolites. And I'm about to share with you the 5 best ways to enhance mitochondria function, but I think it's important to talk about the things that are disrupting and killing our mitochondria. So here's a list of the things that destroy your mitochondrial health. 1, heavy metals, lead, aluminum, mercury. You wanna make sure you live a low toxin-free life and your detox pathways are open, eliminating these heavy metals that are all over the place. 2, a high sugar, high processed carbohydrate diet. The average American is consuming about 300 grams of carbs per day. That will destroy your mitochondrial function. 3, pesticides like glyphosate. These are mitochondrial poisons. And in studies, they give cells and mitochondria glyphosate and it poisons them and kills them right away. You'll commonly find glyphosate on crops such as corn, soy, coffee, and wheat. Next, we have industrialized seed oils, aka vegetable oils, aka linoleic acid, aka polyunsaturated fatty acids. There are 9 of them that are really inflammatory, and the mitochondria have a hard time using them as an energy source, and they actually create a lot of inflammation around the mitochondria membrane and the cell membrane. So those are gonna include canola, corn, and cottonseed oil, soybean, safflower, sunflower oil, rice bran oil, grapeseed oil, and refined peanut oil, and I would throw in a tenth, which is fish oil. Then we have alcohol. Yes, alcohol is a toxin to the body. I don't care if it's the healthiest alcohol in the world. It will kill brain cells. It will disturb the mitochondria. So limit or avoid alcohol intake. Then we have antibiotics. These are also poison to the mitochondria. Antibiotics kill bacteria, right? Bad bacteria. We just made the case that your mitochondria are bacteria, really important bacteria. And studies show that antibiotics mess up the mitochondria. And keep in mind, you're not only getting exposed to antibiotics by the prescription you take, it's by also eating these feedlot animals, beef, pork, chicken, that are not organic, that are not treated well. They're pumped full of antibiotics. It's stored in their meat. We consume them, and then it goes into our bodies as well. Okay, now let's get to the juicy stuff. The five ways to enhance mitochondrial function. What they all have in common is something called mitohormesis. That means they're all going to stress your mitochondria. That might sound like a bad thing, but there's a principle called hormesis. And hormesis means, essentially, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, as long as you adapt to it. And I'll explain how you know if you adapt to these stressors. Now, if I had two glasses of water in front of me, as a matter of fact, let's do that. I'm gonna just snap my fingers and I'm gonna return with two glasses of water. Check this out. Boom, there you go. Okay, so two glasses of water. This one right here, the water is full to the top, meaning if your stress bucket is full, and you have trillions of stress buckets, they're called your cells, which the mitochondria live in, then there's so much shaking we can do before this overflows and starts spilling. But this cup, you can see, the water's towards the bottom. So this person has a low stress bucket, meaning we could shake this even more and shake it, and it's not gonna spill. We're not gonna get symptoms, we're gonna feel great. So depending on how much stress you have in your bucket will determine how many of these tips you could follow and how aggressive you could follow it. We want to stress the body, but if you're already stressed, we gotta go low and slow until we start depleting this, and then we can start doing more stressors. So just keep that in mind. And how you know is as you follow these tips, you should feel better, you should have more energy, better sleep. If you feel like the opposite is happening, then you're probably this guy right here who has a lot of stress and you wanna just slow it down a little bit. So when I refer to mitohormesis, that is hormesis as it pertains to the mitochondria. When you stress the mitochondria in a healthy way and then recover and adapt, it's one of the best ways to create healthier mitochondria, and it creates a process called mitochondrial biogenesis, where the mitochondria duplicate and duplicate so you have more energy and you feel good. The first way to enhance mitochondrial function is movement. And there are specific exercises. And yes, exercise is a stress, but again, you do the right amount and recover, you benefit. You do too much, you lose that benefit. The three exercises that I want you to do that stress the mitochondria and create an adaptation for healthier mitochondria, here's something I want you to write down in your notes. When you stress your body and stress your mitochondria, good cells, they get stronger, and bad cells, bad mitochondria, they do not adapt. The body gets rid of them. So the three exercises that create a healthy stress are sprints, compound movements, and walking. So sprinting, this is not something you wanna do every day, maybe twice per week max, all out sprint, 20 to 30 seconds of a sprint. You could also be on your bicycle, and that could be your form of sprinting in case you have bad knees. 20 to 30 seconds all out sprint, 1 minute recovery. Do that about 5 rounds. That's one workout session. And then do that one more time throughout the week. That'll cover that part. That also helps with burning visceral fat, belly fat, love handles, etc. Now, compound movements are the second tip. Compound movements recruit multiple joints and muscles at the same time versus isolated movements. Isolated movements would be like a bicep curl or a leg extension. Yeah, you're gonna, you know, really fine tune those biceps or different parts of your legs, but it's not gonna give you the biggest bang for your buck. Compound movements recruit multiple joints at the same time. So my three favorite are push-ups or bench press, squats, either body weight or weighted squats, and shoulder press. Those will give you some really good mitochondria. And the third I mentioned is movement. That means walking. Aim to get 10,000 steps per day. If you hit that marker on a consistent basis, you'll create healthier mitochondria. The second way to enhance mitochondrial function is ketosis. Ben, you're gonna talk to me about the keto diet? That's such a fad diet. Well, here's the thing. Keto is not a fad diet. It's not even a diet. It's a metabolic process. So it's not a fad, this is a fact. There's nothing new about keto. It's just nuanced or new to some people. But ketosis is a metabolic process that your mitochondria love to use. You have two main options for fuel in terms of your energy systems. Either you're burning sugar and glucose or fat and ketones. Studies suggest that 93% of adults here in the United States are metabolically unhealthy. Their mitochondria are dysfunctional. They're essentially in a keto deficiency. And here's the difference between your mitochondria and the energy it produces when it's burning sugar or ketones. When it's burning sugar, also called glucose, it creates about 32 to 36 of those ATP molecules. That's the energy currency, which is okay. But compare that to the mitochondria that's using ketones. It produces over 130 ATP molecules. That's 400% more energy when you're in ketosis versus when you're not. That's because ketones signal and communicate to your mitochondria to create mitochondrial biogenesis, the creation of new mitochondria. And it does this by stressing your mitochondria. There's a huge benefit here, and I have a whole bunch of videos here on my channel about keto. We teach going in and out of ketosis called keto flexing. I wrote an entire book about that called Keto Flex. It's a best-selling book, which you can get over at ketoflexbook.com. The goal is to use this metabolic process from time to time. With the benefit of more energy, it raises your basal metabolic rate as well, meaning you burn more calories without having to count a single calorie. So ketosis is amazing for the mitochondria. The third tip is fasting. And I know when I talk about fasting, and you, if you haven't practiced fasting, it sounds like I'm asking you to hold your breath for 10 minutes. But the way I share how to do it, and when you pair it with keto, you feel amazing during your fast. Fasting is another stress to your body, another stress to your mitochondria. When you're not fasting, like the average American who eats frequently throughout the day, I don't know if you knew this, but the average American eats 17 to 23 times per day. Ben, you sound like you're making that up. That's a made-up stat. Well, here's my definition of eating. Every time you raise glucose and insulin, every time you start the digestive process. So that could be a full meal or it could be a snack. So the average person is not sitting down at a table and eating a full meal 17 to 23 times per day. But what are they doing? They're grazing. Even if it's a healthy snack, it creates glucose and insulin spikes. It creates the digestive process. And I would argue that it's not that we're eating too much, it's that we're eating too frequently. So when you eat too frequently, when you're not practicing fasting, there's too much energy supply for what the cell needs. And this breaks up the communication between the mitochondria. This is called mitochondria fragmentation. High blood sugar levels and high insulin levels are damaging your mitochondria. It's a fast way to age yourself. What's the solution? Fasting. And I'm gonna give you a schedule that really achieves healthy mitochondria. There are three ways to practice fasting the right way that I'll outline for you in a second. But here's what happens. There's a process called mitophagy. You might have heard of this process called autophagy. The Greeks call that eat thyself, a self-eating process. This sounds wicked, but the body does go through this process. When you don't have food energy, your body needs to get energy from somewhere. So it turns on autophagy to look for damaged cells and damaged mitochondria for that energy. This analogy is gonna make a lot of sense for how this works. Imagine a refrigerator. You open up this refrigerator, what do you see? You have groceries inside of that refrigerator that all have an expiration date on them. But let's say instead of using those groceries, you let them expire and you just push them towards the back of the fridge and you go to the grocery store and buy new groceries with newer expiration dates and put them in front of the old groceries and close that door. That's gonna be a disgusting environment. Disease will manifest in that environment. Guess what? Your cells and your mitochondria also have expiration dates just like the groceries. And when you fast, you activate a process called autophagy and mitophagy, which is the metabolism and the innate intelligence's way of looking for those expired groceries and getting rid of them. Super powerful. So the three ways to practice fasting to achieve healthy mitochondria are the following. A daily 18-6 schedule, with that eating window being earlier in the day. What does all this mean? That means out of a 24-hour period, for 18 hours, you're in a fasted state. No food. You're having water, electrolytes, coffee, tea, no food. Then you have a 6-hour eating window where you have your 2 to 3 meals, lower carbohydrate, insulin-friendly meals. It could be keto meals or just low-carb meals. And you do that on a daily basis. And if you had your eating window between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. and then fasted outside of that, you'll get the biggest bang for your buck. Now, what you want to incorporate once a week or once every other week is a 24-hour fast where you just go one day out of the week in a fasted state for 24 hours. So that could mean Sunday, you're done eating at 2 p.m. and then you fast all the way until Monday at 2 p.m. until you break that fast and have your first meal. 24 hours of fasting, you just get more of this mitophagy process. Now, the third method is more extreme, and you want to probably do this if you're more of an advanced faster, but it's a 48-hour monthly fast. So that means you go 2 days without food. So let's say that same Sunday example, you're done eating at 2 p.m. Sunday, you go all the way until Tuesday at 2 p.m. to break the fast. That's 48 hours of fasting, a lot of mitophagy. So those are the three ways to practice it. Use it with caution, because fasting is a powerful tool, just like a chainsaw is a powerful tool. You gotta know how to use the chainsaw. You have to read the user manual. So I have a lot of videos here on my YouTube channel on fasting. Just search for it on my channel and you'll learn more about how to do fasting the right way. Or even better, you could get my best-selling fasting book. You could see it right there, called The Fasting, Intermittent Fasting Cheat Sheet, for free. I answer the top 20 questions on fasting and give you different methods for fasting. I answer all the questions and back it up with science. And you can get this for free by heading over to fastingcheatsheet.com. I will drop a link for that in the notes down below as well. And yes, I did notice my chain was mixed up with the mic, so we fixed it, so no need to comment. Okay, the fourth method for enhancing mitochondrial function are two specific antioxidants that the mitochondria love, and certain vitamins and minerals that really enhance mitochondrial function. So let's start with the vitamins and minerals. Your mitochondria love copper-rich foods. This is needed for cellular respiration. Where do you get copper-rich foods? My favorite, organ meats and bee pollen, organic bee pollen. What depletes copper? Non-organic foods that are loaded with glyphosate, like we mentioned before. Corn, soy, wheat products, coffee, and alcohol, especially wine in the United States. Vitamin A is also important for the use of copper, and you could get high quality sources of vitamin A through organ meat as well, beef liver, and also parsley and chives. And then magnesium is also important for this synergy of copper and mitochondrial cellular respiration. So you wanna aim to supplement with 400 to 600 milligrams of magnesium on a daily basis. And then I mentioned those two antioxidants. As a matter of fact, there are only two antioxidants that the mitochondria could use, and those are glutathione and melatonin. I thought melatonin was for sleep. Yeah, it can be, but it's way more than that. It's really powerful for the mitochondria. So you might want to consider supplementing with melatonin and a high quality glutathione. Most of them are not good and don't even work. The one I use for glutathione is called G-Cell from Systemic Formulas, and you could get theirs over at ketocampsupplements.com. And for melatonin, I use a product called Sandman, which is a suppository of high dose melatonin by my friend, Dr. John Lawrence. And we'll drop a link for that, you to get that down below as well. And then lastly on this tip here is that the mitochondria use two main sources for energy, and that's gonna be amino acids, of course ketosis, ketones, we spoke about that, but also minerals. Now, you could get high quality amino acids by eating high quality meat, we already discussed that. Minerals is a challenge because the body doesn't make minerals and our crops are depleted in minerals. So I personally supplement with Beam Minerals that have high quality fulvic and humic acids, really, really healthy for the mitochondria. They also could help remove and chelate glyphosate from your cells. And we'll drop a link for Beam Minerals. The link is beamminerals.com/ketocamp, and our coupon code with them is ketocamp to get a nice discount. All right, tip number five. This is my favorite tip, by the way. How you feel. Your thoughts, emotions, and feelings, they change the state of your mitochondria. It is so important to find out what is important to you, your purpose, and to live on purpose with that purpose. There was a book that came out in the late 80s called Recovering the Soul by a medical doctor named Dr. Larry Dossey. In this book, they determined that there was a study in this book that showed that Americans suffer their first heart attack 85% of the time Monday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. What's the significance of that? That's when they are in a stressed mental state going to a job they hate. That's how important it is to do what you love, to live on purpose with your purpose. So how else does our psychological state influence our mitochondria? This is a very fascinating study by Dr. Martin Picard alongside Alyssa Eppel from UCSF. I'll drop the study down below, but here's what the study showed. They asked the question, do people who feel more positive and grateful have healthier mitochondria versus those who feel negative and don't practice gratitude? Is it the mitochondria health driving how we feel, or is it how we feel driving the mitochondria health? This study used something called MHI, which was a mitochondrial index, a health measurement for how healthy people's mitochondria were or how unhealthy it was. And it showed, check this out, elevated positive mood at night was associated with higher MHI, healthier mitochondria. And nightly positive mood was also a mediator of the association between caregiving and MHI. So the study was done on caregivers. And if you ever saw a caregiver or have been a caregiver, you know how challenging it is, mentally draining, to care for somebody who's sick and essentially on their deathbed. So it showed that those who practice gratitude, put themselves in a positive state the night before, had healthier mitochondria the next day during their caregiving, suggesting for the first time in humans that mitochondria may respond to proximate emotional states within days. This is why I call gratitude, the practice of gratitude, vitamin G, the strongest, most powerful vitamin in the world. There are so many studies showing what it does for your health, but this is showing you what it does for your mitochondrial health. Vitamin G is so important, gratitude is so important. You wanna feel that gratitude and take a healthy dose of it every day. There's no upper limit, it's free. And when you're in a stressful state, an angry state, a stressful thought makes your heart beat faster. When your heart beats faster, there's more energy consumed by the mitochondria. You stay there in a chronic state, chronic fatigue happens. You feel wiped out and fatigued and tired. That's how important it is to control those thoughts and feelings and actions. And Dr. Bruce Lipton, who's a world-renowned cell biologist, I've interviewed him on my Metabolic Freedom podcast, he's proven that your thoughts are a frequency that have the ability to communicate with your DNA and your mitochondria DNA, by the way, to signal to them to produce certain proteins. If it's a hateful, angry, resentful thought, the proteins that are produced are inflammatory, depleting your energy production, shortening your telomeres, which damages your DNA, damages your mitochondria. But if it's a vitamin G thought, a grateful thought, a loving thought, an abundant thought, same signal sent, but now it's an anti-inflammatory protein. You feel good and you look good. So if you have 60,000 thoughts per day, which by the way, the average person does have 60,000 thoughts per day, that means you have 60,000 opportunities to put your body in a healing state every single day. The greatest health tip you will ever learn. Let's discuss the bonus tips. There are two of my favorite biohacks that create mitohormesis and healthy mitochondria, fat loss, something called brown fat, heat shock proteins, cold shock proteins. So the first one is cold exposure. And you could do cold exposure through different methods and modalities. You could simply walk outside on a cold day without a coat on. You could take a cold shower, a cold bath, cryotherapy, cold, jump into a cold body of water, or my favorite way, jump into a cold plunge. I actually have a cold plunge. When you jump into a cold plunge, the mitochondria have to adapt to that stress. It creates vasoconstriction short term. And that stress forces the healthy mitochondria to adapt and duplicate, create brown fat, which is great. It's fat that is loaded with mitochondria. And then when you get out of that tub, the cold exposure, now you vasodilate and you get the amazing benefits of a dopamine increase. You get the amazing benefits of a growth hormone surge. But what it does for your mitochondria is so powerful. And what's the optimal range for cold exposure to harness your mitochondria? 11 minutes per week seems to be the ideal total time. And the temperatures should be anywhere between 39 and 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Aim to get 11 minutes total each week to get the benefits from cold exposure. I personally use the plunge from plunge.com. You can check them out and use my coupon code KETOCAMP to get a few $100 off your plunge. Head to plunge.com and use the coupon code KETOCAMP. I'll drop it down below. Then we have heat therapy. Different ways to do heat therapy. Hot shower, sauna is what I'm referring to here. There's dry sauna, steam sauna. I personally use an infrared sauna. That just means it has different infrared spectrums. Infrared, far infrared, near infrared, mid infrared. And what heat therapy does, it's a stress again, but it's a vasodilation versus a vasoconstriction from the cold. And it creates heat shock proteins, which actually help your mitochondria adapt and get stronger. What did I say earlier? Good cells get stronger, good mitochondria get stronger, and the bad ones don't adapt. And heat therapy is a great way to do that. So with sauna, what is the optimal time for that and the length and the temperature? Well, the temperature could range between 130 degrees Fahrenheit to up to 200 degrees Fahrenheit. The cool thing about an infrared sauna, it doesn't have to be as hot and you still get a lot of the benefits and it's actually comfortable. So you wanna get about 20 to 30 minutes each session, 3 to 4 times a week of hot therapy. If you wanna check out the infrared sauna I have, it is badass. Head to the link in the notes down below and use the coupon code KETOCAMP to get up to $600 off your products from Sunlighten.
I hope you loved that episode all about the mighty mitochondria. You now know what destroys the mitochondria. You now know how to enhance the mitochondria. We're going to put all of the notes we referenced and the coupon codes and the links and all the references in the notes down below. So go check that out. Go check out the episode sponsors as well. If you didn't listen to our previous episode on the Metabolic Freedom podcast, go check that out. That was with Dr. Lonnie Herman. It was mind-blowing. We talked about these health patches that are making a huge difference in my life and my clients' lives. and also what it's done for him, how to use frequency technology to heal your body, get off your medication, and allow your body to go to work for you. That was the previous episode. And on Friday, 2 days from today, we have David Reed from Mana Vitality all about Shilajit and Ormus. What are those? Those are really powerful minerals taken from the highest of the highs of the mountains, the Himalayas. That's the Shilajit source. And the lowest of the lows, Dead Sea, the Ormus. And what it does, transform your vitality, your sexual vigor, your energy levels. I've been putting this in my coffee every morning, and we're going to talk all about it. That comes out Friday with David Reed, so stay tuned for that. If you want to watch any of our podcast episodes on video, including all solo episodes and full-length interviews, we are putting that up on our YouTube channel. Our YouTube channel has amazing content, and if you go to youtube.com/ketocamp, you could check those out. I want to thank you for spending part of your day with me learning about the mitochondria. Thank you. I'll see you on the next episode. This podcast is for information purposes only. Statements and views expressed on this podcast are not medical advice. This podcast, including Benazade, disclaim responsibility from any possible adverse effects from the use of information contained herein. Opinions of guests are their own, and this podcast does not accept responsibility of statements made by guests. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. Individuals on this podcast may have a direct or non-direct interest in products or services referred to herein. If you think you have a medical problem, consult a licensed physician.